So thank you again for allowing me to record for learning purposes. And yeah, we just had a quick chat, but how are you doing?
I'm fine. Thank you. I've been reflecting, what I did this week. I spent some time to look at all our sessions, and I reflected on what I have done, and to look at the red thread and to understand, how does it, it's like to build that picture that we talked about, and what are the things that I can pull message, pull strengths from and work with it, and to do the visual, because I think, you very much said, always look back at visual, look back at metaphor, if I draft, if I derail, we talk about derailing, what brings me back? If I move away, what gets me back to where I need to get back to? So this is something, helped me into, a little bit rounding things off as well, of what I have learned and what are the things that I have discussed. And I still need to practice, of course, because I understand that's a journey of where I need to put more of my effort, but it's more to keep that awareness and that reminder, coming in, why am I doing that? Why am I derating? Am I using bucket C properly? The self-compassion and relate a lot to what we are experiencing right now. So those were some of my reflections that I have been pondering on and thinking, how can I put it and how can I keep on using it, that make use of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, that again, knowing you as I have come to know you through our coaching, your diligence and ability to look at things and to consider things is one of your strengths.
Thank you.
As is your ability to use visual language and metaphor. Mm-hmm. And yes, I do then use those I ask you about those because you bring them forward. Like behind you again, you've got that beautiful painting of the road going up the green hills. That is beautiful. Mm-hmm. So what did you surmise, or is that a word you understand, surmise?
Yeah.
Okay. What did you surmise out of all of your pondering? What came out of that?
Practicing more self-love and self-compassion. That was one thing that came. The second thing that I have reflected on is, that it's not about letting go. It's to think, why should I keep on at, what I mean? Turning, letting go. Why should I keep on thinking about it? Why should I keep on holding to it rather than releasing it? So this is one of the second thing that I thought about as well. Then is to practice even more to use the horse. I just love that when I written it down again, to use that metaphor of the horse and to see that, okay, how can I turn what I don't like into desire to do it, and that will change the context of it. So this is something that resonated a lot, to use that, how can I turn, when I don't approach something because I feel I'm not enough or I'm not good enough, and what I, the self-talk that I do, how can I use that into the, okay, I don't need to impress, I don't need to do, I just need to follow what I want to follow and do. And that, I think it's something that is a learning for me, to take that. And just to say, I just want to open up the file.
Yeah.
So So those are things that that have been as well And you know, one thing about the train that we talked about is the conductor, and one of the things that came as well there is the fact that I am the conductor. I am the one deciding on, you know, I cannot maybe control everything, but I can decide how to deal with things. And that's the, you know, like I'm in the driving seat in what I decide, what I want to improve, what I don't want to improve. It's that ability of being responsible for my own things. That came very much to, and yeah. And how to stay in touch with my strengths, basically. And the resources that I have.
Well, that's a great list of, what do you call these?
I don't know, those are my resources, those are my voices, or this is what, you know, you beautifully you say it, you know, the kind inner voice, instead of, you know, to use the self-criticizing voice, to use the kind voice and to talk and to exercise more on practicing that kind voice instead of going into the critics and beating yourself up all the time. Yeah.
So your resources and your voices. Mm. So having discovered those or put those into one place, what do you feel you want to focus on today?
That was difficult to pick, because I have as well look into that. And I have written a couple of things, and I don't know, it's like how to push myself forward, how to get creative and productive, you know, to get into the mode. And one thing last, that it's like more how to express my value, you know, to express what I'm bringing in. If I meet, you know, it's like how to pick up sometimes you need to pick up what is important and then convey it, and how to do that more, express it. Because it's like I have surfaced a lot of inner voice and strengths and so on, but now how can I put it in a value that could be, maybe I don't, word sellable wrong, but how can I convey it more to the others?
That last one is one that you've brought up before as a focus earlier in our coaching. I do notice that each one of these starts with how I, or how can I, how can I? Yeah. So this seems like some desire to make it from an idea into some more actions, or what's your thought?
Or from, yeah, it's like to put it into action, to make it happen.
Yeah.
To just articulate it and to put it more into using it, or to show that that more, it's like it's articulating it maybe, or making it more, or lifting up the value, what's important to lift up when you work with people. Maybe not your strengths, but what you can do for them, or your insights. Those are things that, you know, I sometimes maybe why I say it, this about articulating my value, because sometimes you forget what you're good at work. You forget what you're good at professionally. You know more about traits, about things, but then how can I put it in a work context, maybe?